Today's podcast is brought to you by CardKingdom.com. Card Kingdom specializes in the collectible card game Magic the Gathering. Head over to Card Kingdom right now where you can pre-order Rise of the Eldrazi, which releases on April 23rd. Once again, that's CardKingdom.com. Raleigh, North Carolina. It's the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm the pilot that looks like he just came off an old Burt Reynolds movie.
And welcome to the Wednesday edition of The Lost Podcast. How are you doing, Jack?
I'm doing outstanding. This show had tons of names I could have used. I was crossing them off as I went along.
We had a lot in the tweet backs too.
They were making
claim, but none of them picked that one.
So. Oh, I figured I'd sneak one in. Which movie was it? Was it Gator or is it?
I'm not here to talk about crappy Burt Reynolds movies. Thank you very much because we had
Burt Reynolds was a god.
An action packed. Episode of Lost.
Yeah, if you didn't like this, you know, you Verucas out there.
You know what? There's people that actually didn't, but you know what I think it is? I think it's different for people that like the Empire Strikes Back versus like Return of the Jedi. This is more the darker, it's darkest before the dawn.
Really?
Type okay. Episode. So I think maybe people are thinking, you know, maybe it's a little too dark, maybe not enough's happening, but let me tell you something right now. This episode was awesome. I loved it.
There was a little love story there at the end.
This was one of those episodes where once The Lost came on, I was just like, really? Really? That was an hour already? Seriously?
Yep, it's one of those episodes where, oh, don't stop. And now I've been praying for a week off. I need a break, but now I'm like, I want to know.
I know.
I need to know.
So there's four episodes
be careful
left
what you ask
in
for.
May. But yeah, we do have a break next week. We'll talk about that later because we have Lost Recap, a lot of listener feedback. And Jack, do you have a new Crackpot Theory of the Week for us?
It's getting tougher because I only have to have four more. Well, counting this one, four more because I don't have to have one for the final.
Maybe there's something you still can have a Crackpot
but
Theory.
But it was not. Well, I don't want to spoil my Crackpot Theories that are all now starting to come true. It just takes time, people. You got to be patient. I had someone send an email saying, you know, it's time to give up on, I gave up on my old theory. It's time to give up on yours. Never give up on your theories. Never.
We'll talk about that more in your Crackpot Theory section.
All right.
Where it belongs. But also, we want to welcome a new sponsor to the Jay and Jack Show, CardKingdom.com. We're very excited to have them as a new sponsor and look for a special offer in the longer ad after the recap.
Oh, I can't wait.
So, Jack, are you ready for Lost Recap?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Lost Recap. Lost
Recap. Lost Recap. T-minus four.
All right, it's Lost Recap time. I had a new episode titled The Last Recruit. And was Jack the last recruit?
You know, that's what I'm thinking, but maybe not.
We'll get into that later, but I don't think so. I'm just going to say no.
Because you don't like Jack.
No, I like, actually.
You're a Jack
Jack's
hater.
Jack's taking over Locke for me, so I think I have to like
Jack. Maybe it's
Jack
his cheerful
now.
Son who walks just like him.
Okay, so we start out this episode kind of right where we left off with Mana and Locke. You know, saying hi to Jack. We have a lot to talk about. So they sit down.
Wasn't that a great, great opening scene between Man and Locke and Jack? Didn't you just love every single word that was coming out of? In fact, I looked over at one point. I swear you were crying.
I was not crying because you know what? I have faith. Locke will be vindicated. I'm not even going to play into these stupid games of yours, Jack.
He was a sucker.
Because you want to know why Jack's taking up the mantle of Locke.
So how does that help your cause?
Because it means that Locke didn't die in vain. Okay. It was for a reason.
Okay.
But we find out that Locke was Christian, according to him.
Now, a lot of people have said...
People are still thinking it's not true.
Well, if this guy truly is a bad guy, do bad guys lie? Yes. So,
well, good guys, everyone lies.
Well, everybody lies, but do you trust the bad
guy? This is where your bad guy, good guy thing doesn't really work, because no one's ever truly one or the other.
Okay, but most... when you associate someone with lying,
it doesn't really work. So.
Okay, but would you trust? Do you trust the bad guy?
If you trust a good guy?
I would trust a good guy over a bad guy.
How do you know who a good guy is?
Well, I don't, but I do, but I don't. I'm just saying, people who are saying that he's telling the truth here, how do we know he's telling the truth?
You never know. Could be anything. But Jack's kind of, you know, saying, well, Locke believed in everything, and you know, he thought it was for a reason. And Man in Locke says, he was, you know, he was a loser.
Basically, that's what all he's... I just was like going, I didn't write this. Don't accuse me of writing this, people. Okay. You Locke fans. I did not write it, even though I've been
We'll get to it.
I've been saying it for a long time.
Okay, get to it. What did he say?
He basically said he's a sucker.
Well, after that, we go to
Locke. He was a chump. He was a sucker. He was a Ponzi. He was a patsy. He was just someone who could be used. He wanted to believe so
don't
much.
Don't you think they're hitting it over the head too much, Jack? That's going to change eventually?
He wanted to believe in so much that he was the chosen one, and he wasn't.
Not that he was a chosen one, that he was there for a reason.
Yeah, he was there for a reason to be used.
You'll see. So we go to the flash sideways with Locke in the ambulance, and Ben is with him.
And Ben, you got to like the new Ben.
Yeah, exactly. More compassionate. He doesn't know his first name, but that's when John tells him what his name is and says also Helen. He's supposed to be married to Helen.
Helen
and Ben
Norwood.
Ben says you're still going to marry her.
Helen Norwood.
And as he gets to the hospital, like we thought, and everybody else thought as well, Sun was being taken to the hospital.
And is Sun remembering?
It seemed, because she said.
But is she remembering
him.
The guy in the plane? Is she remembering the bad guy on the island? That's supposedly the bad guy on the island, or is she remembering John Locke on the island? Who's she remembering?
Exactly.
It could be three different Johns.
Exactly, and we don't know for sure yet, but she did say it's him. So I don't think you'd say that about something that was just randomly on your plane.
No. You would just kind of look at him kind of like, do I know him from somewhere?
Exactly. It's either she did the flash thingy.
I think she's thinking, she would have said John. I think it's Smokey.
Yeah?
I think that's who she's remembering.
Interesting.
I could be wrong because it could be three different directions, but.
So they're both at the same hospital and it looks like maybe Jack, your first ever crackpot theory would come true.
Give it enough time.
So then we go back to Jack and Man and Locke, and Claire stumbles out of the jungle. And this was kind of like an awkward reunion between the two.
Well, Locke knew he was there. Claire was there.
Yeah. But I'm saying
he doesn't seem to know where everyone is, but maybe he could smell her or something like that. I mean, it has been 3 years since the woman's had a bath.
That we know of. Maybe there was a bath somewhere in there. Not in a while.
Well, she needs to take one step closer to the soap.
But you know, they're glad to see each other, but it seemed a little bit awkward. I mean, even before she said, you already let him talk to you. It's already over. You're already his follower.
Right.
But, you know, it seemed kind of, you know, awkward. And I mean, what did you feel about the reunion between, I mean, this is the first time Jack has seen her as his sister because he found out
she was
his sister off the island.
Wouldn't that be awkward if you're in your late 30s and you meet this girl who's supposedly your sister and you're like, and you left her, and she said, you know, you abandoned me. You know,
yeah.
He's the only one that stayed with me.
Yeah. So I guess it was it was just going to be an awkward situation no matter what you did.
It was like, you know, there's no way he could win on that one.
But yeah, so Claire says, you know, you're, believe it or not, you're on his side now.
Right.
And we go commercial break, we come back, and Sawyer is starting an insurgency against Man and Locke.
Now, is Sawyer turning into the old Jack? He's kind of frazzled. He's not really thinking clearly.
He is.
Whereas last season, he was, you know, when he blasted Jack for not being calm and sitting back and, you know, he got a lot of people killed. Now Sawyer's acting like Jack.
Well, beginning of this season, not even last season. Beginning of this season.
Well, ever since Juliet.
Yeah.
Died.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say that because people get upset, but she did die.
Whatever, you want Hurley to die. But he's talking to Hurley and, you know, and they're talking about who they're going to bring on their side. And then Hurley asks about Saeed, and Sawyer says Saeed's gone to the dark side, which kind of people were saying. And people thought, I came up with that. That was people on U-Blog that said Sith Saeed. I'm not taking credit for that.
No, you can't take credit for that.
I'm not like Jack here. So he's gone to the dark side, and then Hurley said, well, he can bring back to the good side. Look at Anakin.
And who?
Anakin from the...
No, Sawyer said who?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He should know that. I mean, Sawyer's a pretty...
There was a comment, I don't know if you're going to read it on Twitter. He says, the guy knows every TV quote in
exactly.
the world, he doesn't know a movie quote. I just saw that before I came upstairs. I go, but you know, if he is, some people, he knows books, he reads a lot of books, and he does, we've seen him, he just watches old Little House on the Prairie. TV shows, so maybe he just watches old TV shows.
Yeah, he doesn't. Well, they've shown Star Wars on TV a billion times.
We know someone who we were on our way to see.
That's true.
Who had never seen Star Wars.
It is true.
As crazy as it sounds. But didn't Hurley
have a male, no less, a 30-year-old male.
Yeah, didn't Hurley have a great line, though, when Claire walked up? Hey, Claire, how you doing? Hey, you look great. I thought that was one of my lines that I crossed
out. Well, Claire senses something's going on, but they're not really including her because she's kind of, like, I think as Sawyer said it, she's drinking the Locke's Kool-Aid.
He said Sawyer's, Saeed's a zombie and Claire's nuts.
Yeah, exactly.
He basically called him out.
But Locke says it's nice to have everyone together.
Yes.
We then go back to the flash sideways with Sawyer and Kate. And Sawyer sits down to talk to Kate and says, it's kind of weird how, you know, we keep getting kind of pushed together. It's like fate.
Yes.
And she goes, are you hitting on me? It's like, no, I'm not, you know, I can't be. I'm a cop and you're a murderer. She's like, I'm not a murderer.
Well, either way, it won't work. I'm a cop.
And then she asks, you know, why'd you let me go? And then he's like, I didn't see anything.
She goes, well, didn't you see my handcuffs? Handcuffs? I didn't see no handcuffs.
I saw a pretty girl and neither door held for.
Yeah. I thought at this point Sawyer was going to let her go.
Mm-hmm. He couldn't have gotten away with that inside the police station.
He's LaFleur. He can do whatever he wants.
But Kate kind of calls him out saying, I think it's because you didn't want anybody to know you went to Australia.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of cool.
Well, that's why I thought he might let her go, because she's got some dirt on him. He goes, I like you.
Miles calls Sawyer over, and they found Kimi's dead body in Omar's. And they had security cameras outside the store, and they found that Saeed left the place. So he's the guy they're looking for.
He's the bad guy.
So then we go out of the flash sideways to Kate and Jack. And Kate asks what Locke has talked about. And Jack said, you know, he wants us all to leave. And she asks if he believes him. And he says he doesn't know yet.
No, he doesn't.
Then Zoe shows up. And
she just strolls into camp.
I know, right? And she has a little walkie-talkie and calls a bomb to be dropped, and it's dropped behind him.
And Man in Lock doesn't blink.
Stoically just, you know, stands there.
Doesn't
totally
blink.
Yeah. But she says, you know, you need to give what you took back to us. And if not, we're not going to miss next time.
Right.
And gives Man in Lock the walkie-talkie to call him with. But then Man in Lock breaks up the walkie-talkie.
Didn't he break it with his stick?
Yeah, he broke it with his walking stick.
So now we figured out what his stick was for.
Yeah, exactly. We then go back to the flash sideways to Claire Littleton going into a big office building. And she's there for the adoption agency on 415.
Hmm.
Is that one of the numbers?
It could be.
And good old Desmond shows up.
Now, you know, in the real world, you know, in TV world, he's kind of like a Jacob figure and stuff like that.
He is being very much like Jacob.
But in the real world, we call that a stalker.
He was very stalkery.
Oh, didn't I see you on the plane?
Someone, I can't remember the name of, but I was when I was replying to the emails today, someone said, man, there's no way this guy is going to be able to rent any more cars. His insurance has got to be through the roof.
Well, I told someone, they said something about Jacob's touch. Is he having like, I go, yeah, he sure touched Locke with his car. Something like
but
that.
But Desmond, you know, convinces her that if you're going to adoption agency, you need a lawyer. So then he takes her to the lawyer, and it's Alana.
Would be my first choice for a lawyer.
Your first choice for a lot of things, Jack.
What does that mean? Whoa, what?
But Alana is the lawyer, and this is where it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Are Desmond and Alana in cahoots?
You know, it seems kind of how...
And if Desmond is the Jacob...
Well, he has to be like a Jacob. How does he know where everybody's at? I know he got the manifest.
That he has assuming, Widmore's connections.
But how does he know where Claire's at? Where Locke is at?
Yeah,
where,
exactly.
How does he know where Hurley's at? Where Libby's at? How is he running into all... How does he know where everyone's at?
Exactly. Exactly my point. I mean, it's just...
It's crazy.
It is, and it makes me, the more and more it happens, the more and more it makes me feel, maybe Desmond became Jacob.
Yeah, but would Jacob run someone over with a car?
Don't know.
That seems like kind of a mean thing to do.
Jacob does mean things.
Okay, that was Jay that said that.
It's true.
You team Jacob people, that was Jay.
he brings Alana as lawyer to Claire, and Alana says, oh, we've been expecting you.
We've been looking for you, I thought.
Looking for you. Yeah, that's it.
I said, oh, really?
So we go out of the commercial. I mean, I'm sorry, the flash sideways.
At least her hair was clean.
It was pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, a little memories there.
We then go back to the Lockies, and Locke's, Man and Locke says Zoe forced their hand, and they're going to the other island, getting the plane now to get off.
We're leaving. Place.
He asked Sawyer to go
but
get the boat.
But doesn't he know there's four more episodes left? Don't be in such a hurry, John.
But he asked Sawyer to get the boat, and presumably Elizabeth still.
Yes.
Which I guess has an infinite supply of gas.
Yeah. Well, it's a sailboat too, right?
But they didn't use the sail when they were going in the water.
That's true. They weren't, were they?
No.
Maybe there's something in those cans, the canned food.
That could be it. That could be it.
It's like Back to the Future.
They got a Mr. Marty! They have a Mr. Fusion on that thing. But he asks Sawyer to get the boat, and he takes Kate with him. As Locke is getting everyone together, Sawyer tells Jack.
Do you think he was going to pick Jack at first?
Because
they kind of panned to Jack, and then.
I don't know. Not in freckles. So. There was some freckles in this episode, but Sawyer tells Jack to get Hurley, Sun, and Lapidus. And he gives him a map, meet us here.
Oh, that's when
here.
He said, don't take Claire, and Saeed's a zombie and Claire's nuts.
Yeah, exactly.
You think Jack would have fought a little harder for Claire, though? After all, it is his sister.
But see what then, but Locke said, Sawyer said that Claire tried to kill Kate, and that's when she lost her ticket.
That's true.
So,
but since when has Jack listened to Sawyer?
He doesn't. I mean, he obviously doesn't by the end of this episode. But then Saeed is sent off to kill Desmond, and when he gets there to the well, Desmond asks, why are you doing this? What did he offer you? And we find out that it was Alana.
Well, he should have let him speak.
I know.
Shot him.
It's the Jacob effect.
The Jacob effect. If he's like Jacob, you just pop him, cap him.
So do you think he's Jacob?
Do I think Desmond is Jacob?
Did he die when he went down the well, and now Desmond is acting like Man and Locke is acting?
I don't know.
And this was a loophole that let Jacob use Desmond's body to go into the Flash sideways?
That could be that. Well, so Jacob's using a loophole also.
Yeah.
To stop Man and Locke.
Mm-hmm.
This is crazy.
Could be. You never know. But then, so Saeed says he's doing it for this girl, and he says, how do you think he's going to do it? Well, he brought me back to life. I was dead. And Desmond asks him,
what are you going to tell her?
What are you going to tell her?
What are you tell her? Say, hey, I killed a man so you could be...
Not a man. He's already killed a couple guys.
Yeah. I mean, really, at this point, I've never killed anyone.
Mm-hmm.
But what's one more?
I kind of agree.
I mean, seriously, I mean, how many guys have we seen him kill?
Yeah.
We're not even counting the ones that are killed that we haven't seen.
I agree.
I mean, I don't know the Saeed kill count. I'm sure it's
I mean, I'm glad he didn't kill Desmond. I prefer that.
Well,
but
we don't know if he did or not.
Yeah, exactly. We don't know.
He, I mean, sure, you go Lost PD, sure, there's a Saeed kill count. But at this point, what's one more?
Exactly.
Of course, all the women are like, don't kill Desmond. No.
I agree, but you want everyone dead. Apparently.
I do. I just want everyone dead.
Man in Black. We go back to the Flash sideways, and Saeed is back at Nadia's house packing things. And Nadia goes there, what'd you do? What did you do?
My job.
What I do best. Then...
I took care of the... Well, she should be a little understanding. She took care of the situation that her husband, his brother, screwed up.
Exactly.
Back off, lady.
Precisely. Miles shows up at the door and...
It's like they're married. He couldn't even say anything. He just went, yeah, okay, whatever.
Saeed told Nadia to see if she could stall for him. Saeed goes out the back, but Sawyer uses the old... hose.
That's
as
what I said.
Tripping.
Fell for the old tripping over the hose trick.
So
that's like an
Sawyer,
old Barnaby Jones episode.
Sawyer nabs Saeed and puts him under arrest.
And here's another problem I have.
Okay.
Wouldn't Saeed be a little smarter to run and trip over? It's not It's not like it's invisible. It's not like it's fishing wire.
Exactly. It's
like
a big old hose.
Hose. I mean, I know he's in a hurry, but it is Saeed.
Yeah. I agree.
Of course, he was never really, we've always said he was never a great soldier. He's just a great killer. So,
isn't that what some soldiers have to be good killers?
Well, I'm just saying he's never been his
tactician.
Tactician, when he left the boat, said, oh, let's leave Sun on the boat. It was him and Jen, right?
I forgot about that.
Let's go over here and.
That's when Sun kills Colleen, right?
Right. She kills Colleen because, of course, Saeed's plan was to leave the boat.
Which then made, what's his name? A total jerk for the rest of the show. Pickett.
Danny Pickett. Good call. So Saeed's never been the let's just say it. Sometimes he makes mistakes.
He does,
but I didn't say that because I don't snap at my neck.
So then we go out of the Flash sideways to Sawyer and Kate. As they get to the boat, the Elizabeth.
Isn't it a nice boat?
Isn't the water nice?
Did you kind of get seasick again, Jay, when you were watching it?
No, I didn't. I'd rather not remember that.
If everyone doesn't remember, Jay got seasick. We were in Hawaii.
You know, I love the water too, but something about that boat was just killed me. You know, it was because I was out in the ocean for like an hour and then
Yeah, it could be it.
I wasn't sitting by the boat worried to go out into the water like some people I know.
Yeah.
But he tells Kate his plan. She doesn't want to leave Claire because that's what she came back for. That was the whole point of coming back.
Exactly. And I got to back Kate on this one.
I got to, too.
Kate haters, you can't hate Kate on this one.
I agree. And I'm a Kate hater. And I got to back Kate up on this one. So then we go to the Locke trail. Locke notices that Saeed didn't catch up with them. So he goes back to get him. And then Jack sees this opportunity to take the Losties with him. But Claire kind of sees that they left. Jack gets to the boat, but Claire stops them.
Did you think she was going to shoot Kate at this
point? I thought she was. I really thought she was.
I said, oh, people are going to get their wish.
But Kate convinces Claire to come. She takes away her gun.
Well, Claire says the whole Aaron thing. I promise you we'll reunite you with Aaron.
Yeah, and she came clean. She said, I shouldn't have raised him. It was wrong for me to raise him. You need to come and raise your son.
He should not have been raised by another.
Yes, and she gets Claire's gun. It seems Claire is now... being weaned off the Locke Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
But she says if Locke finds out, he's going to be mad.
Right. And he will be mad. Well, doesn't he have a right to be mad?
Oh, I agree. Well, I agree. So then we go the flash sideways to Jack and David, who get to the same building that Claire was in. And
it's like the Andy Griffith show.
It is, right?
Dun, dun, dun,
David is
dun,
way dun, too chipper dun, dun, now. Dun, dun, he was like all emo dun, dun, in the first one. Now dun, he's like, dun, dun, yeah, dun, Dad. Dun, 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 whatever dun, you dun. Want, Dad. You're cool, Dad.
It's like Opie. It's like,
So he gets a call from
we don't even know
David's
who
mom.
You know, going back to that, we don't even know who Opie's mom is.
But you know what I thought, though? I was like, it's Alana. That's why they're there.
Yeah, it's what you said.
That didn't happen.
No.
They are there to see Alana, and Alana has some exciting news. They found Claire Littleton.
Yes.
It
was exciting until he found out who she was.
Well, who did he think she was?
And can I ask you how you know my father? Well, he's my dad, too.
Jack seems a little bit upset and disturbed by this, but he gets a call from the hospital and he says he has to go.
And David's like going, cool story.
Cool, Dad. I was expecting him to go, got it, dude. so then we go to the Elizabethans. As I'm going to call them, the people on the boat.
I can't keep track of all your stupid names. I just can't.
The last season. I'm going all out.
They're in so many different. You're like
they can have four explosions in an episode. I can
rogue.
Say Elizabeth.
You've gone rogue. I can't keep track.
Lapidus, you know, says ask what the game plan is, and the game plan is get on a sub and get the heck out of here.
Well, put a gun to someone's head and force them to take us off this island.
Yeah.
Which okay, now we understand what Sawyer's going to do with the sub.
Now what? I think we all figure that.
Well,
I remember talking about this.
I remember talking about it, but what happens if he kills the sub pilot guy?
And I love how Sawyer at the end is all upset that they turned on. I was just like, "You're upset. You're going to do the same thing to them."
Well, Sawyer wasn't thinking.
He wasn't.
Now, why did they turn on him so quick?
Because I think Widmark got what he wanted. He wanted them away from Locke.
So Widmore's still a bad guy.
We don't know. I mean, we don't really know, quite honestly.
Is there any bad guys on this island?
I don't know, Jack.
Am I the only bad guy in the podcast? What's the deal? Just because I want.
Why are you so obsessed with having bad guys?
Well, I'm just saying. It's just everyone keeps saying this guy's bad, this guy's bad. But
you're like a kid with his toys. You're the bad guy and you're the good guy.
That's how we rolled in your EPA.
Did you have a $6 million man toys that was that
I don't think guy? I ever had a $6 million man toy.
Did you have it with the see-through? You had the little eye?
I think I was a little too old for the $6 million man.
Oh, really?
I was like 10 or 11 then.
Oh.
I was a big boy.
What was your action figure then as a kid?
G.I. Joe, and we had astronauts.
Okay.
The Apollo missions and stuff.
So they're on the Elizabethan, or the Elizabeth. With the Elizabethans. And so then they go down to get food. It seemed kind of awkward. They're like, hey, King, let's go get some food.
Hey, I think I saw some canned food down here. Why don't we all go get some peaches? Me love some peaches.
So that's just Kate Sawyer and Jack, the classic triangle. And
we had to bring that back.
I know, right? So then Sawyer asks Kate if she can man the thing and want to talk to Jack. And she goes, take it easy on him. And Sawyer says, I'm surprised you actually came back and took orders. Good to see you coming around. But then Jack says, doesn't feel right. He says he wants us to leave. He probably wants us to leave for the wrong reason. If we stay here, he loses.
Right.
Basically. And but Sawyer says he doesn't care. He tells him to jump off the boat. If you're not with us, jump off the boat.
So it's more, kind of like the helicopter scene where Sawyer jumped off. But that was more of saving them. Whereas Jack was just kind of going, I'm going back.
Yeah, but he doesn't think they should leave.
No.
Because it didn't feel right when he left the first time.
Well, you know who he's talking like.
He's John Locke.
He's John Locke.
He says, we're here for a reason.
So maybe Jack Shepard died in John Locke.
Well, the more and more it happens, the more and more it seems Jack Shepard is going to be Jacob's replacement.
I can't see it not being that, but at this point...
Anything can happen, but it's heading that way.
It's heading that way, but they take chances, so don't put all your money on Jack being the new Jacob.
I agree. We go to commercial break. We come back, and Jack lands on shore. Locke is there to meet him. And Locke says, Sawyer took my boat, didn't he? And
So then we
go to the Flash sideways. We're in Sun's hospital room.
That's where you needed
room.
Young David to go, you got it, dude.
Sun wakes up, and Jin is there holding her hand asleep.
Aww.
And
why was he sleeping?
He's probably had a long day.
Stay awake. Just wrong.
Not everyone can just stay up for 27 hours a day like you do.
That's how I do it.
But the baby is fine, and she is going to be fine.
Yes.
Jack is there for
surgery.
So
we don't know who operated on Sun, because...
No, we don't. It wasn't Jack.
Everyone was thinking it was going to be Juliet.
Oh, that would have been cool. It still could have been, though.
But maybe
because she was a pregnancy specialist.
Maybe she was off having coffee with Sawyer.
Well, no, because Sawyer is with Kate. Sawyer's actually arresting Saeed.
At that point, yeah. Crazy.
But so Jack needs to go to surgery. David's like, don't worry about it, Dad. You go take care of that guy.
Good luck, Dad. It was like this point. I'm like, oh, my God.
He's too happy.
Too happy.
No 15-year-old kid should be that happy.
Is he 15? I thought he was 13.
Oh, whatever. A teenage boy should not be that happy.
Oh, don't worry. Somewhere down the line, his dad's going to take his Xbox or his phone away from him. Are you texting? Do you see your text bill?
The dural sac is blown, much like, Jack's first surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Which was that who you said was the person? No, you didn't.
What?
Well, anyway, so Jack does the surgery and he recognizes it. It is Locke.
So my first crackpot theory ever for the people keeping score at home was that at one point, John Locke was going to be a patient of Jack Shepard.
Now, here's the thing. Tell him why you thought that.
Because when they were on the plane, the pilot episode.
In Exodus Part 1.
Is that what it was?
Actually, Part 2 is the end of the finale episode of the first season of Lost.
John Locke stares at Jack Shepard and acts like he recognizes him from somewhere.
Exactly.
So if you go all the way back from there, I think they knew this all. So if they say it all along, go back and watch it. He looks at him like where do I know him from?
Locke looks at Jack.
And Jack kind of looked at him like, hey, what are you staring at me for, creeper? So he was just like, but he looks at him like he knows him. And that's why I said, okay, at one point I think I said at the time, who can remember who they operated on all these, you know?
Yeah.
But I think Locke remembered him from, I think all the way back then, Locke remembered him.
Exactly. So if that comes true, that's kind of crazy. So then we get to the Hydra beach with the Elizabethans, and finally Sun and Jin reunite.
Now, who said last week that Sun would regain her speech when they got reunited?
The Captain Obvious theory.
Well, you didn't say it, Captain Obvious.
I'm just saying, like, I thought it. I mean, everyone thought it was going to happen.
Captain Stupid Names.
I'm not going to claim it.
Captain of Stupid Names.
But
got it,
they
dude.
Reunite, and he says, It was very touching, but he says, you know, we're never going to be apart again. I love you.
Now, we've gotten
And Sun gets her English back.
We've gotten a lot of emails from people, a lot of Twitters about people. And you even said it at the time. We both kind of said at the time when they were coming and the pylons were there.
I know.
Oh my God, are they going to get fried?
That's what I thought. Like, because they specifically showed how they're running and arriving at the same time where the pylons are. And I said, great, they're going to kill them as they go to embrace each other. But I guess they were turned off. I don't know why they were turned off.
Because we don't want to see them get fried. It's been horrible. You imagine the hate mail they would have got on that one?
Oh, my God. But I mean, that's what us and a lot of other people were thinking.
Everyone was thinking it. But if you were thinking that at home, don't feel bad.
We were thinking it, too. But then Witty turns on Sawyer, makes them drop down on their knees, has the guns pointed at him, and Zoe sends the bombs over to Locke's people. Jack hears the sound and tells everyone to get down. And the bomb lands, and it was very much like the classic, Saving Private Ryan,
right?
The bomb explosion. And then the kind of like sound, like,
but his hearing is
shocked. Yeah. And, but Locke picks him up and says, it's okay. You're safe. You're with me now.
Right.
And then he goes back out.
Didn't care about the log carrying people.
No. So is Cindy dead? Are the kids dead?
Was she standing there?
She was with that group.
I didn't see her standing there I didn't see the kids standing there.
But they're in that area.
I have to go back. When I watch it again, I'll look. But I mean,
we don't know if they're in it, but there's a couple bombs dropped right there.
Yeah, I've kind of had it with Cindy. Kind of done with her.
Really? She was one of your favorite characters back in the
day. Well, she was always another.
So, is Jack the last recruit?
It's either him, it could be Desmond.
Could be Desmond.
Could be Kate. Could be Sawyer. Well, it can be Kate. Kate was crossed off, right?
Could be Claire. Claire was the last recruit join the team.
I think they are setting it up for Kate to stay with Jack on the island.
And that they're Adam and Eve?
They're going to be Adam and Eve. Jack's staying. Jack's not going back.
The way he's going right now, anyway.
No, I mean, 4 episodes left to go. I don't see
Jack. What can happen in 4 episodes?
Sawyer wants off the episode. He wants off the island. He's not staying. He doesn't care.
He could have a change of heart, too.
Kate's only reason for coming back to the island was, but she has nothing to go back for. She goes back, she's going to jail.
Yeah.
She broke parole. So we went down this road before, but I think Kate and Jack will end up together.
Who's your guess for the last recruit?
I'm saying Jack. But
really?
With this show, you know, watch it again. Maybe it's, I don't know, maybe it's Son's baby. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Could be Jen.
All right. Well, that's what we had to think about this episode. We'll have more to talk about on Friday's show. But let's get into what everybody else thought about this episode. But first, let's get into today's sponsor. Today's podcast is brought to you by CardKingdom.com. Once again, Card Kingdom specializes in the collectible card game Magic the Gathering. Jack, do you remember this game that I used to play all the time?
I do remember that game.
And I'm sure there's other Magic the Gathering players out there. I haven't played in a while, but they still have it. They still have new sets that come out all the time. And they're actually having a brand new set coming out April 23rd, this Friday, The Rise of the Eldrazi. And
that's a cool name.
And you can pre-order it now, and it releases on Friday. And you can get a 15% discount over your total order through this Friday at Card Kingdom. The code is J and Jack. Once again, it's J and Jack, and you get a 15% discount on your total order over at cardkingdom.com. And what's great about their website is it's clean and easy to navigate. That's what I like about it. A lot of sites and that sell things, or, you know, try and show you what it is. It's just, it's really cluttered.
Yeah, I don't want to be confused.
It's hard to find things, but this thing is really well organized. It's very clean, has the most advanced search option for any card seller out there. And, you know, it's just, it's a great website. And for anybody out there that plays Magic the Gathering, I mean, it's the site you want to go to. So once again, it's cardkingdom.com, and you can use the special J and Jack coupon code, to get a 15% discount on your total order through this Friday, April 23rd, and The Rise of the Eldrazi, the latest Magic the Gathering set, comes out April 23rd. So once again, it's cardkingdom.com.
Maybe the Eldrazi is the last recruit.
Maybe.
You never know.
Listener feedback.
All right, so listener feedback time. Got a lot of calls and new tweet backs to get into. So let's start off with the calls. You ready, Jack?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Hosea from Illinois. And just want to say, what an amazing, amazing episode. Is Jack really the last recruit? Wow. I really mainly just called to congratulate Jack for his theory on Jack working on Locke finally coming true. I was in complete shock with this whole episode, and you can definitely tell it's all coming to an end. Loves the podcast, can't wait to hear it.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Freeman Tim in Detroit. Just finished watching tonight's episode. It was a wonderful episode. Great to see Son and Jen reunited. Good to see Son getting her voice back. And, you know, you got to hand it to the writers for, you know, making this show just, you know, giving so many answers, but at the same time, leaving so many damn questions. You know, just will Jack save Locke on the operating table? Will that set things right on the island? Who knows? Anyway, pretty damn good episode tonight. Really enjoyed it. Looking forward to hearing your show. Talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Vicky from Pittsburgh. I just had a theory about Saeed and Desmond. I know the promo showed Saeed shooting the gun into the well, but I actually don't think that's what occurred. I think that he released Desmond. He was wandering in the woods, seemed kind of out of it, and it seemed to me like he lied to fake Locke after that. I just don't think Desmond's story ends with him being shot in a well. And another part that I just thought was hysterical is when Hurley said, "Hey, you're looking good, Claire." Made me laugh so hard. So love the episode. Can't wait to hear what you guys think. Bye.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
It's the way he said it. Mm. You're looking good, Claire. I mean, kind of like with his facial expression, like, not looking good, Claire.
Yeah.
That's what he's really thinking.
For the Saeed shot thing, I think they just added that to the promo.
That's we're talking about last week's promo.
Yeah, last week's
not
promo.
Not talking about this week's promo. No.
Because at the end of it, they kind of showed Saeed looking down the well, and they kind of did like it sounded like just it was a made
for TV gunshot.
Yeah. So,
but did he lie? Did he release Desmond? Because she's saying she can't see his storyline ending with him dead at the bottom of the well. Now it gets back to that debate. About Locke laying dead on the beach. Would you be happy if that's Desmond's storyline on the island? He's dead in the well. Would you be happy with that?
He's not dead in the well, though.
But would you be happy about that?
If he was dead in the well?
Yeah.
No, because he's off. He's still alive, I think.
Okay.
That's just what I think.
We're not to answer it. Freeman Tim, you know, I just dawned on me why Son got her voice back.
Why?
She was out of paper. She had to.
No, because it just once again it shows the significance of love and how powerful it is to the Losties.
Well, Huey Lewis told us that. Save Locke. Now we haven't found out. Does Jack save Locke on the operating table?
We don't
Does
know
something
yet.
Happen? He has to count to five and he goes 1, 2. I can't I don't have my tattoo.
We don't know yet.
That's a question it's not been answered.
No.
Now we gotta wait 2 weeks.
Yes, we do.
Is it possible that John Locke could die on the operating table?
It's possible. Or it's possible that Jack saves him and he walks again.
Hmm. Cool beans.
Because Jack was like, "I got this."
And then
the person asks, "What's going on?"
Yeah, he did. He seemed pretty confident about it. Yeah, I got this. It's cool.
I know. That's what I just said.
And then Dan, my crackpot theory came true. The first one. Now, if they go on for like 4 more seasons, I bet you Rose Medard would work for Dharma. What do you think?
I don't know. I think you should have like a year limit on your crackpot theories, not. What, 5 years?
Well, sometimes it takes a while to materialize. I had a vision. The writers had a vision. So you have to keep... You don't give
it
up.
It shows that you just don't you know, you don't make up your crackpot theories on the spot. You know,
it's random. It's like, you know, you were saying about Sun and Jin.
Plan from the beginning.
Exactly. You're saying Sun and Jin have a love, you know, their love brought them together, and that's what, you know, made her be able to speak English again. I have a love for my crackpot theories, and if you have love for something, things happen. It's a magical place. Love is a magical thing.
Oh my God. All right, Jack.
And that's my PSA announcement for this podcast.
Let's go to the next set of calls.
All right.
Hey, Jay and Jack. I have an extremely ridiculously crackpot theory. And it goes based on this whole theme of love, like winning over and doing all that stuff. And that's the whole reason Desmond could see Penny in the other flash sideways. It's that Jacob and Smokey were once in love. Now, hear me out. Who's to say that Smokey didn't used to be a woman? Or, you know, other options. But they were in love a really long time ago, and now Smokey is just a woman or person scorned, and is doing all this because Smokey thinks that love is evil and love sucks, and Smokey's pissed at everyone, all because he had his heart broken. That's my crack potty theory. Thanks a lot.
Hey, Jane and Jack, this is Emmeline in Davidson, North Carolina, and I was calling to say that this episode was amazing. If it hadn't been for Abaterno or whatever, I would say that this is the best episode of the season just because it felt like a season finale, and I really, really liked it not being character-centric because it just moved. It really felt like something was happening, and it had the same tone with the music, and everyone was getting separated and going on different missions and everything. It really felt like a season finale, and it just flew by because there were so many things going on, and it made me realize just how close we are to the finale. But I watch Lost every week at a movie theater in Davidson. Here in Davidson, we have a local movie theater that projects Lost in real time on a theater screen. And today it was packed full of people. And every time Sawyer said anything, the entire theater just erupted in laughter because he was on fire with one-liners tonight. And the moment that should have been touching, but everyone else just burst out laughing for, was when Jin and Sun ran to embrace when they finally saw each other. The entire theater goes, because we still thought that fence was on, and we thought that they were about to get vaporized. And so when they didn't get vaporized and they hugged, everyone burst out laughing because we thought that they were going to die, but instead they didn't. Anyway, I just thought it was a great episode. I'm so sad there's no episode next week, and I'm just psyched if every episode up until the finale is going to be this fast-paced. I love your show. I love Lost. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Hey, Jane Jack. Just finished watching The Last Recruit. Pretty good. It was, wasn't as strong as the last, you know, however many weeks, but it was more of a setting up episode. It was cool to see a lot of the reunions. I was really excited about the Jack and Locke. It was all right to see Jack and Claire, too, and then it was obviously good to see Sun and Jin. I was just curious if anyone else thought that when Sun and Jin were running to each other and were going to reunite, they like met right where the pylons were. I thought they were going to reunite, as they're about to reunite, the pylons were going to like shock them and then knock them over and they're going to be unconscious or something. That would have been pretty funny, but look forward to hearing your thoughts. Thanks, bye.
All right, thank you for those calls.
So like the last two callers. So mm-hmm. You don't feel bad that everyone thought that Sun and Jin were going to get vaporized. Because we were all thinking the same thing. Oh my! Because when they panned out, I was like, no, the pylons are still there.
You know, I think that kind of removed a bit of like the emotional whatever about it, because I was more worried they were going to get killed.
Now, do you think they did that on purpose, or?
I think they had to. The way it was shot, too, is like they both met at exactly the point of where like the pylons were.
Or there was no fear there, because love is stronger than fear. They didn't care at that point. They'd been apart for so long that they didn't care that they could have been vaporized.
True.
Maybe that's what they were trying to get across, that love is so strong that that's what the deal is.
All right, I'll give you that one, Jack.
I'm just trying to get a feel for the thing here. Just trying to get
Trying
to get that soft, lovey, touchy feeling going on here. I agree. It was an amazing episode. Probably one of my favorite ones of the year. It had the pace. I think we even said at one point, really, is it already 5 minutes left to go? That's it?
Yeah, it was very much the old, like, when we watched the first season on the DVD. It's just like, okay, next episode.
Next episode. I'm ready for the next episode.
Yeah.
It had the pace was fast. There was no, even though we're picking on David for being kind of like Opie Taylor. Still, it was an entertaining episode. The pace was good. Everything was exciting. You couldn't wait to see what happened next. Great job. And then the first caller, yeah, Smokey could be a woman. I think other people have said it could be Eloise.
Yeah, I mean that, or it could still be, you know, I mean, I think he's definitely, he doesn't have love. It's going to be like, have you seen the Beatles' Yellow Submarine movie?
A long time ago.
Well, where, you know, the Beatles convince, you know, Teach the Blue Meanies.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Teach the Blue Meanies how to love.
Yes. All you need is love.
And they teach the glove about love. And that's what...
And if the Beatles can't teach you love, Mr. Smokey, nobody can.
Maybe that's what this... Actually, it's not Willy Wonka the Chocolate Factory. It's the Beatles' Yellow Submarine.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, it's just, you know...
Maybe he just needs a hug. And then he'll be all warm and fuzzy and...
Exactly.
Life will be good.
Exactly.
And he'll be content to stay on the island.
And then he himself, the Smokey, cut the roast beast. Jack, ready for the last set of calls?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Matthew from Montreal. I've been listening to you guys for a few years now, but this is my first time calling. I just figured I'd better, you know, try and get a few calls in before it's over. Anyway, I just finished watching the new episode, and I think you were right, Jay. Three explosions. Technically, I guess there were really four explosions, but since we didn't see the last one, I think it should just count as three. And yeah, it was nice to see, I guess, Sun and Jin meet up, finally. Took quite a while, and I don't know, I thought for sure as they were walking up to each other that sonic fence was going to be turned on, and I don't know, it just looked like that's where it was heading, but thankfully that was not the case. Anyway, no, I really enjoyed tonight's episode, and I think it's starting to pick up a lot, so only four episodes left. Can't wait to see what happens. All right, guys, love your show, and I will talk to you later.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Alex from Tennessee, and just wanted to call and comment about tonight's amazing episode. First off, awesome Star Wars references. I'm a big Star Wars fan myself, and I know a lot of the writers on Lost are big Star Wars fans, so it's cool to see some shout out there. And just a quick comment about that is I know specifically you and Jay and Jack are debating whether Man in Lock is good or bad. And so... from Star Wars, like Obi-Wan Kenobi said, it's all from a certain point of view. If you want to believe that Man in Lock is a bad guy, then he's certainly proved it, at least to me. But if you want to believe that he's a good guy, then that's your prerogative. Because it's all from, like Obi-Wan Kenobi said, it's all from a certain point of view. And I think that it's very possible we'll see Jack step into a very Luke Skywalker-ish role and sacrifice himself, possibly to bring Saeed and Claire back to the light side. But awesome episode tonight. I still don't trust the Man in Black or Man in Lock, even though he saved Jack. And it's exciting to see where it's going. All right, see you guys.
Hey, Jane, Jack, this is Zach. And Jay, you called it, man. You said there were going to be four explosions this week, if I remember correctly, in this episode. And you nailed it. First, when Zoe was threatening Locke, the little explosion in the background. Two, when they followed through with their threat. Three, my wife exploded into tears when Jin and Sun reunited. And four, the explosion in my pants when Man and Locke told Jack, you're with me now. Peace out. Later, guys. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. It's Lane from New Hampshire and from the Jeff Lane Audiobooks podcast. Hate to say it, but Jack is dead. I think Claire died when Kimi's men blew up New Otherton. I think that obviously Saeed died, and now Jack died in the explosion, and that's why he's with Locke. That's my theory, and I'm sticking to it.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
Never thought about that, but yeah, did he die? I don't know. Did he die?
I say no.
I'm going to say no, but I never thought about
Luckily, he landed to the sand, which I think has a bit more give than, like, asphalt.
And he did kind of look like he was dazed and confused there for a while.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you act like after you die. I don't know.
But it is a question. It is a question out there. I never thought about that. And Zach, Jay said three explosions. Sorry, I hate to be a nitpicker, but...
But we only saw three explosions.
Well, we heard there was a one in his pants. So...
Can we say that on the air?
That's what he said. I just quote the listeners. I'm not here to pick on, you know, if they say it was four, I'm going with four.
All right. Okay.
And then, Alex, I've been saying this all along when I argue with people. That's how the writers are setting it up. They're leaving it up to us. Do you think he's good? Do you think he's bad? Friendly debate. It's all how you look at it. Obi-Wan, maybe I'm Obi-Wan.
So Darth Vader did kill Anakin Skywalker from a certain point of view.
Yes. Maybe he didn't mean to. It was an accident.
And Luke's like, and you couldn't tell me that Leia was my sister? I mean, she's my sister.
Come on.
You let me kiss her.
Did you see what I did back there? It's on tape. We have there's a paper trail. Darn it. Jeez. Maybe that's why Luke's so whiny.
Did you see...
That's just gross.
Did you see that... That thing Damon Lindelof tweeted where they did the video of Han Solo when he finds out that Leia is Luke's sister.
Yes, I did see that.
Oh, that was pretty funny.
Well, Jay's going to have to find the link. Don't ask me. I don't have the link.
Just go back and see Damon Lindelof's older tweets.
Because he doesn't tweet that much.
It's twitter.com/Damon Lindelof. Someone asked that in the emails today.
And it is. I think it's a verified account.
It has a little verified seal.
So it has a little blue...
He follows us, so it has to be verified, right?
Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't he follow us? Who doesn't follow us?
A lot of reasons, Jack.
Matthew, he said four explosions, so... Jay, you're wrong. Now, I'm going back to this whole... How did Widmore know? How did Widmore know that Sawyer was going to turn on him?
I don't think it's so much new. It's just that's how Widmore plays, too. That's how Widmore plays the game.
Is there a spy in the bunch? Did they put a walkie-talkie in someone's backpack and they knew what was going on?
Very well could have happened, but I doubt it really wouldn't have mattered. I think Widmore, once he got what he wanted, he was going to do it.
These losties aren't the sharpest tools in the shed. They're just...
No.
They've been stumbling around this island for how long?
Yeah, exactly.
And they keep making the same mistakes over and over again. They never learn from their mistakes.
Exactly. I agree.
But now Jack is dead.
Could be interesting.
Or after A New Hope, you had Darth Vader lives buttons came out. So now we have to have Jack is dead for a couple weeks.
There was buttons that said Darth Vader lives?
I remember that. Darth Vader lives.
Because he just kind of...
He gets knocked out, off.
He does fly away.
Yeah, it was something Darth Vader lives.
No, I thought it was Frodo lives.
No.
From Lord of the Rings.
No.
They had that for...
We had that back in the day. Darth Vader lives.
Yeah.
We're all like, how could he live?
He's in deep space. He's in deep space. No battleships.
He's all by himself.
He's Darth Vader.
Well, we didn't know that at the time. I was 14.
He's half robot.
Well, I didn't know what he was at the time. We didn't have his backstory.
He was just as whiny and complaining as Luke.
His kids were kissing each other. I don't know what was going on.
Oh man. All right. So Jack, you ready for some you tweet back?
Do you love her? Not anymore. Hey, mouthwash.
All right, first we're going to start with the U blog stuff. And Carly starts it out by saying, doing my laundry tonight, she noticed that all of my colors of the clothes were dark black colors and hers were white. So what does that mean?
I don't know. Means that at this point, everyone in the podcast is shut the... They don't want to wait for the crackpot theory because you just put them to sleep. That's what it means. Nobody cares. You know what it means? Nobody cares about your dirty laundry.
Ba-dum-cha. All right, this one's from Stouffer. I'll say it up front. I think that Locke is Jack's constant. I'm convinced of it.
Maybe. I can see that.
Noelle says, so why did Claire differentiate between her friend and her father earlier? Discontinuity? Misunderstanding?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Debbie in Annapolis says, want an apple? Adam and Eve, again with the tempting.
Yeah, I don't think they're Adam and Eve, though. It's going to be Jack and Kate.
Renee said, Manlock was the only one who didn't flinch when the bomb boomed.
I didn't flinch because I saw the previews from the week before.
I'm still holding out for Saeed after all the Anakin had a heart in the end talk. Madison underscore 0218 says, thank God Kate's always got that belt on. Wind want her to be unfashionable while stranded on a desert island.
Oh my God.
Shelly said, Jack said, like part of me is missing. The Jacob in him or the man in lock in him?
Brad
in Indiana says, unless I misinterpreted, Jack is deaf from the bombing. I would say no, because you can temporarily lose your hearing. I've blew out one of my ears once, and you know, you usually get some of it back.
Maybe he won't get his hearing back till he runs into gin. What do you think?
And they embrace.
They embrace.
Oh, man. Desmond's,
more for him, it'd be Sawyer.
Desmond's brother. People ask if Saeed shot Desmond. The answer is clear. Take a look at Desmond's dreamy and beautiful eyes. Could you shoot something like that? Of course not. Desmond is alive. Maybe we'll make
that,
some...
that was a great scene, though, between both Saeed and great acting, guys.
Chris,
not that you're listening, but great acting.
Chris from Rhode Island says, before Kate invited Claire to come on the boat with them, she should have offered her some of that shampoo she was pitching during the commercial break.
She does have nice hair, doesn't she?
That thing is a tangled mess. What's her? She has L'Oreal, right?
L'Oreal, yeah.
Eric, I don't really believe anything that Smokey says. I've decided that he's the evil one for sure. Since the beginning of the show, they've made it clear that Locke was something special. Man and Locke calling him a fool and a sucker makes me think that Locke was on the right track. I agree.
And yeah, and yet he's dead. He was dead laying on the beach because he got used.
There's still a Locke left. I still got one left. Oh, man. All right, Jack, you ready for the tweets?
Yes.
All right, here's the tweets. All right, first up is Robert Campbell. Desmond equals new Jacob. Jacob. He talked to Saeed before he could kill him. Reminds me of Man in Black, and Dogen's warnings.
Yeah, he did do that.
PETA J27 says, is it just me, or does it seem like a main character or two should have died by now?
I've been thinking that it's going to happen.
Hey, aren't you... You say you're PETA J. Shouldn't you not want people... Oh, wait, it's animals, so you want...
People can die.
People can die, okay.
It's the animals can't die.
Yeah. So you want Vincent to still be...
So, yeah, I think Vincent's dead, though. I think Rose and Bernard ran out of Dharma food or something. I don't know. I'm kidding, of course.
Need those cans on that... on the Elizabeth.
Rose came down to get away from my dog. I'm kidding. I have three dogs and love them.
Selfie says, wow, great ep. It's all coming together. Jack, you should be cuddly with Widmore during the pod intro.
Okay.
Evolution Girl says, Saeed is not a lost cause because Hurley said he could be brought back from the dark side. Plus, he obviously didn't kill Desmond.
Obviously.
Miss Sunshine.
But that was a good poker face on both parts.
It was. It was.
Because he's looking at me.
He still had the dead's face.
Yeah.
Miss Sunshine says, oh my gosh, congrats, Jack. Several crackpot theories and judgments were proven true tonight. Sorry, Jay. Iconic episode top five.
It was a great... I loved it. It was a great episode. It's one of those up you can't wait to go watch it again.
Yes. Fex says, how are they going to beat the smoke monster with that artillery? Nobody can kill him. Yet.
You're going to kill him with kindness. That's what's going to happen. That's what
give him a hug.
You're going to give him a hug and he's going to melt. He's gonna, I'm melting. That's all they had to do is give him a hug.
I think I said this to someone on the emails today. Hurley's just going to throw the ashes on him and that he's going to melt.
That's pretty cool.
Just throw the ashes on him. See what happens.
Hurley had another great line too. He said, what's going on? Claire came up, what's going on? Oh, someone's trying to kill us again.
But
did Hurley seem like he stepped back a little bit today?
A little bit, yeah. Well, he wasn't... Jack, it was almost like they passed the reins. Like, Jack asks, you brought us here. Are you okay with this? He's like, yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, dude.
It was a bit of the passing of the torch.
So Jack goes, I'm asking you, you don't need to ask me that question. No, you need to answer that question.
Big Ander asks, or says, if Man in Black was Christian, how did Jack see Christian off island? Do you think it was Jacob or a ghost? I think it was Jacob.
Could be. Who knows? I'm not gonna. Just give me the. Or
was it the actual? Was it Christian's actual ghost?
Or was it Christian?
Multinort says, son can speak again. Seems awfully pointless. Jack stepped it up though. Sawyer may look badass, but Jack's got the stones now.
Yeah,
I agree. Gemini Ace.
Well, Jack's always Jack's on a mission.
I like how the previews for this episode showed Saeed firing his gun, but it didn't actually happen in the show. Yeah, that I think that was they just added that effect, like we said earlier.
Well, at least they're doing that instead of showing us actually what happened.
Yeah.
Remember that? What year was that? They kept showing us in the previews. It's like the main. You'd be like going, "Why did they show us that?"
It was Everybody Loves or Everybody Hates Hugo, where the clip they showed, the last clip, like the shocker clip, was they showed Daniel Day Kim, Jin saying,
"Have a cluckety cluck day,
Hugo," speaking English.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, "What? He speaks English? Oh my gosh!" And it ended up being a dream sequence.
I think I remember saying at the time, "No, it's just a dream." One of the few times I was right.
Gerbinator 270. Incredible episode. Wasn't even looking at the clock. In Lost was met with, what? No.
Exactly.
And last but
just
not
wait
least,
till May 23rd when we all go, what?
Steve White News says, I thought for sure we were going to see David's mom pick him up at the law office. Arg.
You thought I was going to be Alana.
I said Alana. You said Alana. Alana.
I said, oh, good move, Jack.
But
I still think it's going to be Anna Lucia. That's going to be some, we may never find out.
Well, who knows? We still have four episodes. It could happen.
Could happen.
It could happen.
Could happen.
All right, Jack, are you ready for your crackpot theory of the week?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Saeed did not kill Desmond, thus meaning that Nadi will die in the next episode.
Who's Nadi?
Nadia will die in the next, did I say Nadi? Whatever is it? Nadia will die.
It sounded like that.
Will die in the next episode and be killed by Saeed's brother. Her husband is going to kill Nadia.
Why?
Because he knows that that she loves Saeed. Jealous fit of rage.
Huh. All right.
And since Saeed didn't kill Desmond, his wish did not come true, Nadia must die.
All right.
And that's my theory. And since I'm pretty much on a roll, take it to the bank.
What, you got two now?
Hey, that's Hall of Fame material.
That .0002 average of yours.
Yep.
All right, Jack, let's close out the show.
All right.
All right, guys, that is our show for this Wednesday.
Wait, I thought you were going to announce who the big star is going to be at the...
We're going to announce it this Thursday with Michael Purcell from Global Cash Card.
Just to give you a hint, he was in this episode.
Yes, he was.
He was in this episode.
Or she. But tune into Thursday's episode to find out who won.
Such a tease.
At least one of the special guest stars at our Lost finale party at the Orpheum.
Oh, by the way, we don't have tickets. Did you answer that email today?
Yes, we don't have the tickets. If you want tickets, they did sell out in an hour, but we're doing a trade system a ticket exchange at ublog.org. Once that's yublog.org.
Yeah, YU.
B-L-O-G.
A lot of people are going ublog.
It's yublog. .org. And that's where you can
less than a month away.
All right, so give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Calling time. I think it's
206-309-0311. Calling time with Lost Podcast comments and/or theories. Also, you can give us an email at lostpodcast@gmail.com. We've got lostpodcast@gmail.com. Also, you can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/JandJack.
Or CrackpotJack.
Or Luke Vank, but most especially JandJack. Once again, it's twitter.com/JandJack. And that's about it. Our Friday show. We will announce who our first announced special guest star at our Lost finale party. Should be exciting. And, yeah.
Are we going to announce what we're doing next week?
Oh, yeah, that's right. So for the break coming up next week, we are going to air the hour-and-a-half interview that we did with Jorge Garcia.
The whole thing?
The whole thing.
When I was getting a little punchy at the end?
Yep, the whole thing.
And I kept asking him the same question?
He closed out our show again for the 30-hour Autism Speaks podcast.
I guess he's not doing next year since I'm dead to him.
So that we will air that next week. And also, we were working on a special podcast with our good friend Chris White.
So there you go. People have been asking. There
from the official Lost podcast.
Yes.
And so those are the two podcasts we'll be putting out there next week. And I just got to finalize the recording stuff with our mortal enemy, Chris White.
People think you really hate him.
I don't really hate him. So that should be fun. That should be a lot of fun.
There's no hate in the Lost world. It's all about love.
The official Lost podcast versus the Lost podcast.
If you're one of those hate podcasts, that's why no one likes you, because you're a hater podcast. It's all about love. That's what's going to save the world, love.
All right, guys. See you Friday. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.